This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1738. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, short and medium wave. On this edition, recorded September 11th, Bhutan, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Czechia, Ecuador, Ethiopia, Europe, Finland, Germany, Indonesia, Iran, Ireland, Kashmir, Japan, Korea North, Mexico, North America, Peru, Russia, Spain, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Here's more about the reactivated Bhutan Broadcasting Service, 6035. Ron Howard in California reports, hearing it September 7th, from 11:45 to 13:10 UT, among other dates, actually, heard daily, he says, with poor reception. Mostly below threshold level until 12:05, bits of talking heard until 12:13, and then indigenous music until 12:29. From 12:30 to 12:56, a cute BBS program I've often heard in past years, while chatting on the phone with young children, the kids also singing without any musical accompaniment. Clearly it's running past their normal sign-off, he says. Fairly sure it was still on at 13:10, but he couldn't tell just when they went off the air. Gautam Sharma had reported this. He was able to measure the frequency, somewhat lower than PBS Yunnan, the Shangri-La station. Bhutan was actually 40 hertz below 6035. Then he heard from D. Vijayakrishnabhat that it did go off the air at 1312 UT. He had been hearing it since 1230. The nominal sign-off time is 1300. However, Moritz Fundrische in Belgium reports to Hardcore DX he did not hear it September 9th at 02:30 UT. Well, that's 8:30 a.m. local time in Bhutan, maybe a bit late for propagation. Always pleased to find a shortwave station reactivated, and here's another. It had just been off for a few weeks. Radio Brasil Central on 11815, actually slightly on the high side. I heard September 4th at 0136 with some enthusiastic talk in Brazuguese. Very poor signal, much weaker than 11855 Radio Aparecida. Both of these, I think, may be staying on the air all night. There has been discussion in the U.S. of eventually turning over some television channel frequencies for more radio broadcasting, primarily channel 5 and 6 TV. That's a total of 12 megahertz, which could extend the FM band further down and make way for lots of new stations, maybe AM stations, which would rather be on FM. Well, nothing has happened yet, but in Brazil, they're actually starting to do it. On September 6th, Rudolfi Grimm reports to the Rádio Escutas group that tests have started on 84.7 megahertz. From the station known as Jovem Pan. They are in parallel with 100.9 megahertz. And as far as we know, there's still some TV stations in Brazil analog on Channel 6. Nevertheless, this is in the state of São Paulo. A shortwave station which has yet to reactivate and may never is CFRX in Toronto, 6070. As it seems, the present owners consider that a very low priority compared to their AM 1010 station, CFRB. Well, I was able to hear that. Surprisingly, the co-channel interference relented around 0600 UT September 7th. News Talk 1010 with news from Toronto and weather. At the moment, there was nothing to be heard from U.S. stations. North American and European pirate chasers, at least, would be well advised to keep an ear out for a rare South American shortwave pirate. It's called RCW in Chile, and it's been reported well into the night there by Claudio Galas, also in Chile in the Condiche list, 6925 in the AM mode. He He heard it September 6th at 05:35 and September 7th at 03:32. Probably more likely on weekends. Also try their other frequency, 7550. In the medium wave circle, Karl Hunzik in Czechia reports a new station there called Radio Český Impuls, IMPULS, starting September 10th on 981 kHz. It's at the northern edge of Praha, using the same antenna mast as the station on 1233. Power should be 10 kilowatts, but not confirmed. The format is Czech and partly Slovak pop music, mostly oldies for an older audience. HCJB continues to be unheard on its only shortwave frequency from Ecuador, 6050. Its disappearance seemed to correlate with that big earthquake, and maybe that still had something to do with it. But now we have this information about it. In the British DX Club, Harald Kuhl in Germany says, Mosandis is looking for a good used solid-state 10-kilowatt transmitter for that frequency. Their current unit is off the air since August 12th, and they are waiting for parts from the U.S. to get it back on ASAP. However, a different version comes via Eike Birvert. He says regarding the silence, Horst Rosiak announced on the German-language DX program, Für die Exer, of 30 August. It's been off the air since 12 August due to three burned capacitors. The spare parts are being shipped from the U.S., and they hope to be back on the air soon. David Koenig of Interval Signals Online follows up his previous report about the change of name of the Ethiopian state broadcaster. He says, I've been listening to the online feed via ertagov.com for the past few days as of September 8th. I've noticed their vernacular programs still identify as Radio Ethiopia, as well as EBC, or Ethiopia Broadcasting Corporation, perhaps simply because they hadn't got around to updating their canned announcements. But in their English program on the national service at 1200 UT, they identified throughout as Radio Ethiopia, with no mention of EBC. So they've not dropped their old name altogether. The English program was not on Saturday or Sunday, so presumably it's weekdays only. The FM 97.6 EBC Radio is a new service presented in English, at least partially, kicking off on Ethiopian New Year Day, which is 11 September, according to their website promo video. Brock Whaley, who's 20 kilometers south of Limerick, Ireland, tells us, Europirate Laser Hot Hits is now heard on medium wave 1476. An excellent signal, 1830 to 19 UT on 7 September. There was no selective sideband fading. Sounded like ground wave, although skywave stations were being heard at this time. Very good modulation and stable on frequency. Oldies and liners were heard, including Johnny Cash, the Supremes. As local sunset fell at 1920 UT, they could be heard on a consumer clock and auto radio. A nice variety of oldies and parallel to 4026, but 1476 gave better reception at night. It's otherwise an open frequency here in Europe. News from Wolfgang Büschel's BCDX in German, fortunately summarized for us in English by Dan Goldfarb on the Medium Wave Masts group. There has been official release of advance warning from Deutschlandradio that on 31 December this year, all the long-wave stations will close. 153 kHz at Donnerbach, 177 at Zehlendorf, Oranienburg, and 207 kHz at Aholming. Much discussion has taken place that possibly this might free Felsberg to at last move from 183 onto a standard slot, such as 180 or possibly 261 kHz. The announcement also warned that 1 year later, at the end of 2015, there will be closure of the six Deutschlandfunk medium-wave stations. There's been a promise to build 110 new DAB Plus stations to cover the gap. Dan Goldfarb says, I cannot see those transmitters helping seamen who rely on 1269 Neumünster. Furthermore, in the medium-wave DX Yahoo group, Jürgen Bartels in northern Germany says AFN, the American Forces Network, has shut down its Kaiserslautern station on 1107 kHz. The WRTH indicates they have another one at 10 kilowatts at Vilseck in Bavaria, so I suppose it may still be heard. Last week we were wondering whether one of the German transmitters relaying Voice of Mongolia for a few weeks in English at 1730 UT on 6005 is 1 kilowatt or 100 kilowatts. Conflicting listings. Wolfgang Büschel explains this transmitter in Kahl, Germany is certainly only 1 kilowatt. There is a backup reserve registration for 100 kilowatts at Nauen on that frequency should there be a disaster befalling the Kahl Eiffel transmitting center. On Tuesday, September 9th, after 13 UT, I was finally able to get a partly readable signal from Voice of Indonesia on 9525.9. Only a fair signal and not full modulation. But this was a Tuesday, and they're still doing their exotic Indonesia hookup with RRI Banjarmasin. I gather that they're about to welcome a few winners of their annual quiz contest to get expense-paid trips to Indonesia. Probably about 5 people, if it's like last year. Some of them coming from Darwin and China. Ron Howard in California heard it too, as well as the previous English broadcast on the same day, Tuesday, September 9th at 10 UT. And in that case, the exotic Indonesia hookup is with Bali and Jakarta. We hear several services from Iran here in our local evenings. Here's one I've not yet logged, but reported by José Ronaldo Xavier in Cabedelo, Paraíba, Brazil, to Hardcore DX. It's the Al-Quds TV audio, Al-Quds being Jerusalem, the Palestinian service from Iran, the Kamalabad transmitter site on 9480, September 4th at 0232. It's a TV audio, actually, which goes out on the shortwave service, parallel to 11660 via Zahedan. They are also broadcasting, of course, the Holy Quran. Every September, RTE in Ireland buys some shortwave transmitter time elsewhere in order to broadcast to Africa some all-important sporting events. The first one has already occurred. It crept up on us without enough notice to mention on the show last week. It was the All-Ireland Hurling Final, Sunday, September 7th. If things go as usual, however, there'll be another transmission on the same schedule of the All-Ireland Football Final, one bye week later. That is Sunday, September 21st. Here's the original schedule in UT. To Southern Africa, 14 to 19 on 5925. To East Africa, 15 to 20 on 9590. And to West Africa, 14 to 19 on 17685. The throw-in, as they call it, actually begins at 14:30, thanks to Mike Terry, who found this on the RTE website. However, Ivo Ivanov, probably consulting registrations, came up with a rather different schedule. 13 to 17 to South Africa, Southern Africa, on 7300. 13 to 16 to East Africa, 17820. And 16 to 17 on 11750. And to West Africa, 13 to 17 on 17495. The transmitter site's not clear, but 11750 reported as South Africa and 17495 as Wolverton, UK. But there may still be another broadcast, not sure yet, but Paul in New Zealand, Hardcore DX, points out that there will be the GAA Hurling All-Ireland Senior Championship 2014 Final replay on Saturday, September 27th. Via satellite, internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, this is World of Radio number 1738. Consult our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.com. No thanks this week for financial support, because yet again, nothing new has come in over the past week. It could have been sent via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com or via check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Joe's Jacob and Alakesh Gupta have been reporting to the DX India Group that All India Radio Kashmir is off the air due to heavy flooding. This happened on September 7th. It was reported in businessstandard.com in India. Of course, a lot of damage to other installations besides Radio Kashmir in Srinagar. It was operating from makeshift facilities after its studios got flooded, so not being heard on 4950. However, another report says Radio Kashmir is the only mass medium sustaining at these severe floods. The Doordarshan campus is also affected. The transmissions off the air, meaning television, Radio Kashmir employees are working with full devotion. Many of them are on the job for hours. From Pampur, medium wave and shortwave transmitters are on, sending signals to very far-off places. The importance of shortwave is witnessed during such times. The roads to this transmitter location are flooded, and the staff led by Mr. Imtiaz is working there continuously as new shifts cannot reach it. At Narbal, the 300-kilowatt medium-wave transmitter is running from a 1,000-kilowatt diesel generator. At the studio center, officials of all disciplines are working as a cohesive team. The situation at Srinagar has become too grim. Television transmission from the studio building is stopped. Most of the staff are not able to report to duty as their houses are submerged in water. Up to the second floor at the radio colony. The radio station, though, is safe now as the water has been diverted to another area. But till when, nobody knows. The water level is very high near the radio station at all sides, and there's no electricity there. The 300-kilowatt transmitter is running without power for more than 4 days. I'm not quite sure what they mean by that, but obviously it's a chaotic situation in Kashmir. Ivo Ivanov reports that another periodic frequency change has taken place at Shokaze, or Seabreeze, the Japanese station concerned about abductions by North Korea. The broadcasts are now as follows. At 1330 to 1430 on 6020, replacing 5985, and at 16 to 17 UT on 6165, replacing 6090. The English broadcast continued to be only on Thursdays. Here's another Mexican medium wave station I've heard broadcasting not in Spanish, not in English, and not in an Indian language, but in Low German. It's XETX, La Ranchera de Paquimé in Chihuahua, 540 kilohertz. I heard it Sunday evening, UT Monday, September 8th, until 0300, when it went back into Spanish for La Hora Nacional. These Low German broadcasts are presumably for the Mennonite community in Chihuahua. It's also once again the season for sunrise skip. From northern and western Mexico, I'm hearing lots of stations around 1200 UT on the medium wave dial. If you still have an analog TV and an antenna, you might pick up some meteor scatter from Mexico or Canada. If you're within range, say 400 to 1200 miles, aim your antenna that way on channel 2 and keep watching the snow. During the past week, I had a couple of bursts, which I believe were from XEPM in Juarez and XHI in Sinaloa. They last just a split second, so it may be hard to recognize them, or maybe 1 or 2 seconds. It seems the anti-Christian pirate YHWH is adhering to a more reliable schedule lately. We have 3 reports of it this week, all on 9605 kilohertz AM. In the Mayor tip sheet, Kenneth Zicke in Michigan heard it September 1st at 0315 to 0335, but it was pretty weak. Also heard by Tim Tromp in Michigan on the same occasion from 0300 until sign-off at 0444. For him, a good signal, overpowering at times, using a new double-CAS antenna. Creepy sign-off music and I love you announcement at 0340, but then immediately returned to the air, apparently with a different program, which ended with the same theme music and sign-off at 0444. Also heard by Mark Taylor in Wisconsin, NASFA flash sheet, September 7th at 0246, until off at 0357 on 9605. Radio Chasqui in Peru, 5980, the station I had been following for a long time, as it would cut off the air 5 or 6 seconds later from one night to the next, was missing for quite a few nights, so I gave up for a while. But then it was reported again at other parts of the day by Mark Taylor in Wisconsin, September 2nd, at 1100 UT with an ID and a distinctive singing. It had been in Quechua. Also on September 8th by Claudio Galas in Chile in the Condish list at 2341. Then on September 10th, I tuned in early for me at midnight 25 UT, and there was its just barely audible carrier, slightly above 5980. And this time it cut off the air at 0110 and 39 seconds. So it looks like the previous progression before the hiatus resumed rather than being reset. In the Condish list, Alfredo Cagnotti in Lima, Peru reports reactivation by a station there, Radio del Pacifico on 9675. It was parallel to medium wave 640 when he heard it around 1500 UT on September 5th. However, it's been difficult to confirm. I've checked a number of different hours and not heard it. There's a lot of other stations on the frequency. Here's one possible log, however. Manuel Mendez in Spain measured 9674.8. Possibly Pacifico in Lima, heard September 7th at 0620 to 0715 with a very weak, barely audible signal, possibly religious songs. He couldn't even be sure of the language. Thanks to Hans-Jörg Biener for this item filed under Russia Non. An unbiased news source for Russians is being proposed at Kickstarter.com. It's called Reaktsiya, meaning reaction. They want to put a 100-kilowatt transmitter on 558 kilohertz in Finland, which will be capable of covering much of the population of Russia. You can read more about it at www.reaktsiya.com. And I suppose you could find it under Kickstarter.com, searching on that spelling of reaction. On the prospect of Spain closing down shortwave, Wolfgang Büschel has been looking at advanced registrations for the B-14 season and says there are no registrations for REE shortwave, so possibly the final transmission would be on October 25th. However, they do list relays of China on 9690, but not the relays of Spain via China on 11910. Mike Terry forwards news from Hans Knott on Facebook, September 8th, about Radio Mi Amigo, a station originating in Spain, allegedly, doing a test transmission on 6005. They never say, but we assume that's a low-power transmitter in Germany. It's Sunday, 14 September, from 8 to 12 UT, partly in English, German, and Dutch. If there's good response, they say they'll do it regularly every Sunday from October and November. From the Ohio Penn DX Bulletin, info on a special event for Ham Radio, Route 66 on the air runs through September 14th. There'll be a number of one-by-one call signs, W6 plus one letter, from many cities along the route from Santa Monica to Chicago. The SSB frequencies all end in, guess what, 66. I'll just give the numbers preceding them. 38, 72, 142, 213, 249, 284, and 501. However, on 18 megahertz, it's 18164. Lately, I've been logging some HIFR beacons above and below 13560 kilohertz, which is considered a Part 15 band for very low-power unlicensed transmitters, some of them claiming to be only 1 milliwatt, although that's hard to believe. So you'll need a good receiver and good antenna and low noise, everything just right to hear them. They may be on the air, most of them 24 hours a day. I often hear them in the evenings, but several other times as well. I'm not sure how many are active, but here are the ones I've heard again and again. They just send their call sign in CW slowly over and over. 13554AZ, which is in Oro Valley, Arizona. 13557MTI, which is in Stone Mountain, Georgia. 13558AJO in Ajo, Arizona. Or I wonder if the Anglocals pronounce it Ajo. Anyhow, this one, unlike the others, also puts a long dash in between the repeated call signs. On 13564GNK in Madison, Wisconsin. And on 13565, the only one duplicating a real ham radio call, K6FRC in Patterson, California. Frequencies are approximate, and they may vary slightly. Strangely enough, there's a listing of active stations at the website of the Long Wave Club of America. Among the few active broadcast links on the 11-meter band, one I have yet to hear, but now it's been reported by Terry Cougar in Florida, 26110 Narrowband FM, KMK282. It's from CBS 13, KOVR in Sacramento, California. Heard it August 31st at 16:53 with local weather during their morning show. Jeff White tells us there's a new European newscast on WRMI since September 3rd. It's in French at 23 to 23:15 UT on Wednesday and Thursday on 11580 to Eastern North America. Reception reports wanted. It's Radio Echo of Europe. 11580. Yes, that frequency is now carrying alternative programming from 23 to midnight UT, including a new time for World of Radio, Thursdays at 23:30, but not necessarily the latest edition. It was, however, the new one last week. However, another alternative programming frequency, 5950, has been off the air. The transmitter's down, waiting for replacement parts. When it's back, we assume we'll be back UT Sundays at 0100. Gary Drew wishes WBCQ a happy 16th birthday on September 8th. However, we've noticed some programming changes. Good Friends Radio Network no longer heard on 5110. That's explained by Larry Will. It's no longer broadcast at all via WBCQ on that frequency or 9330. Furthermore, as of October 1st, Brother Stair is leaving WBCQ, no longer on 7490 or 15420. That opens up a lot of available time in case anyone else would like to get on WBCQ. In the new DX Listening Digest, number 14-37, when published, we have information on what may be America's next shortwave station, KIMF. It's headquartered in Corona, California, but the transmitter site is in Battle Mountain, Nevada, which is in the north-central part of the state, a rather remote area. It's been in the works for many years, and they keep registering schedules. The latest ones show the frequencies they plan to use are 6065, 9300, and not to be confused with WINB, 13570. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSC is peaking at 18 and 4 September 25th. Solar flux peaking at 155 September 15th and declining to 125 by September 26th. That's World of Radio, 1738. I'm Glenn Hauser.